It's time for some very important financial advice, and the man who's going to give it to us is Tommy Corbett of Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions. Good morning to you, Tommy.
Morning, Alan.
This I'm looking forward to because you have advice around budgeting and improving your finances in 2022. And I was just saying to you off air there that particularly for a lot of people, you know, you get paid early before Christmas, and then there's that real struggle to get to late January and get, you know, get paid again. People will be looking for great advice on how to budget because, you know, we've talked before about the rising cost of living and fuel and so many other areas. So where do you want to begin with this, how people can improve their finances for this year?
Yeah, I suppose firstly, it's that time of year, you know, credit cards are coming in the door now. I was talking to a couple of people last week who are in business, you know, and one person has a garage and he's saying, like, you know, that there are people coming in that normally do fill-ups for their car and they're coming in for their 10 or 15 euro of diesel or petrol. And so a lot of people are feeling the pinch now after Christmas, you know, so we're paying now for our sins for Christmas, you know. So I suppose it's not a bad time to kind of look at budgeting and the year ahead.
Yeah.
So I suppose the first thing to ask ourselves is, what is a budget really? And that's really an estimation of income versus outgoings into the future. So basically we budget the whole time and we don't necessarily think about it. So if we go out on a Friday night and we're going for a meal and a couple of drinks, you know, we kind of think, right, how much do I need to bring? And that's basically a mini budget, you know what I mean? So most budgets are done over kind of a 12-month period, and basically you start and you look at, what is my income, what are my outgoings, and let's plan going forward. And that's basically what a budget is.
Okay.
Where do we start? What I would say is you should examine your bank statements, not just over the last month, but I would say over a number of months, and look at, obviously, your income. You'll have a fair idea what your income is, and look at your outgoings. And when it comes to your outgoings, I think you need to look at your necessary versus your discretionary spending. And that's very important because we all have necessary spending, like our mortgage, our rent, our car running costs, insurance, that kind of thing. But then our discretionary spending tends to be things we don't think about that often. And that could be as simple as a cup of coffee a day or two cups of coffee a day. Again, I was talking to someone last week who's not too far from this studio, and he was saying that he might get a cup of coffee and a scone, you know, mid-morning. And that's €6 a day. And when you look at it over a year, that's €1,500.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
I'd probably do that, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing about it is that there's no one saying you shouldn't do it. But if you're struggling, then the discretionary spending really needs to be looked at. And I suppose one thing, the tapping and the Visa and the credit card has made life very easy, but it has also made life, or made spending very easy as well. And we tap without thinking, you know. So whereas if we had our €20 or €50 in our wallet at the start of the week, and we said, right, that's what we have now to spend on our coffees or whatever it may be, I think we'd have maybe a little bit more control on it. So I think definitely the first port of call really is to look at our discretionary spending,
okay,
which is basically spending on stuff we don't necessarily need. After that, we need to cut down on it if we can at all. And after that, when we look and we examine the necessary spending. So again, going back to that, our mortgage and our rent. Again, rent is very hard to kind of look at that unless you can kind of negotiate with your landlord or something like that. But our mortgage, and I looked at a quick calculation before I came out, like if you were paying a mortgage of 200,000 and you're on a rate of 3.7%, it'll cost you about €920 a month, okay? If you were to look at that and maybe get a better rate of 2.9%, you'll save €90 a month. Now, that over the term of 30 years will save you over €41,000. So
it's a lot of money in any man's language.
Absolutely, it's phenomenal, you know, and people don't think of these things. And small changes over a long time make a huge difference. So things like car running costs, are we shopping around for our diesel or our petrol? Are we shopping around for our insurance? Car insurance, our house insurance, our life insurance, that kind of thing. Electricity and fuel costs. Again, an ESP bill came in to our house the other day and it gave us an awful shock. And what we found out is that we were due to renew our contract last, I think, March or April, and we forgot to do so. So we were on the wrong contract, basically, yeah. Or on plan. Yeah. So we talked to the provider, and they've since sorted us out and give us a discount and some cash back. So it was great, you know. So, but again, these are things that people need to look at on an annual basis and even on a monthly basis in some cases. Food shopping: do we do it online or do we go to the shop? And again, most supermarkets are, I suppose, laid out in such a way as they tempt you. So you tend to have your bread aisle on the way in, or your bread aisle, on the way in, or your coffee machine on the way in, where you get the smell of the freshly baked scones or bread or whatever it is, and that kind of puts a hunger on you and that kind of thing. And small little things.
Are you saying that's all intentional?
Absolutely, it is. I'm sure there are people well paid to kind of design the layouts of shops and stuff like that. So it's just, I suppose, simply don't go shopping on an empty stomach, you know.
With the shops, Tommy, and this now is more time consuming, but probably will save you money. I know what we do is we'll go to one of the big chains for certain products, be it, you know, your things, the cleaning products, like dishwasher tablets and all that kind of stuff. But then fruit and veg or whatever foodstuffs will go to another one of the big chains. Now, obviously, you're making more trips, but we do notice the difference.
Yeah, but at least you know where you're going and what you want. Like, I haven't got a clue. Realistically, now, if you ask me what the price of a pint of milk is, I wouldn't have a clue. So, thankfully, my wife looks after all that. I really don't, like, you know what I mean? So, you'll never see me really in a shop unless it's to get a cup of coffee or something like that. But it's great, make a list, you know what I mean? You know, how many times have we come back and we're putting stuff in the press or whatever, maybe, and we realise, geez, we've three of those already. Do you know what I mean? We didn't need to. So I would say make a list, look what you need. Again, some people do it online, and they do it online at home, so they can look around and see what they need, see what's necessary, see what's not, that kind of stuff. So that kind of stuff. Clothes, same way, you know, do we really need all the clothes we're buying? That kind of thing. So listen, for some people, this is going over their heads. They have no issues in relation to finances, but a lot of people are struggling at the moment, and it is important that they kind of get a grasp of where their finances are at. And the first protocol is look at what's going out, look what's coming in, and see what we can stop spending on or cut down on. After that, pay down short-term debt, if you can at all. So again, look at our credit cards. A credit card left unpaid will cost you over 20% in interest per annum, which is phenomenal.
It's huge money. And obviously, Tommy, this is of no use to somebody who already has a credit card and finds themselves in that situation. Yeah. But if you go back to the start and you're offered the credit card, you're better off just saying, do you know what, actually, no thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even
the temptation would be too much, I think, for a lot of people, which is why I don't have one.
Yeah, and even if you have a credit card, you can always switch, you know. And so there are different deals of credit cards and that kind of thing. So if you have a credit card and you have a bill, pay that down as quickly as possible, because it is 20%, over 20% per annum. Other short-term debt, like personal loans, car loans, if you can get those paid down quicker than your mortgage, if you have a mortgage, you're better off, because they're at anywhere between 5% and 8%, generally speaking. And once you've all that done, if you can, start saving. And again, when you look at savings, maybe divided into both short-term and long-term. Short-term, you know, pay for the weekend away or the holiday away or next Christmas. Mm. So you don't find yourself in this situation again in 12 months' time. And then maybe long-term, like your children's education, or plan for some future unexpected event, the car breaking down or whatever it may be. So, and lastly, I would say review regularly. You know, don't do it now and forget about it for 6 months. I would say review it every month for the first 6 months, and maybe review it in every couple of months.
With the reviewing, there would be people listening who don't know enough about money and finances and budgeting. Should they, you know, it might seem to, they look at, oh God, I'd love to sort out my finances, but I don't even know where to begin. And obviously you're giving them good tips here, but doing the homework is so important, because you will see the benefits of it if you do structure, as you say, you know, your discretionary spending and your necessary spending and getting out of debt and saving money. If you can plan everything, you will feel the benefits in your pocket.
You will. And the thing about it is, Alan, you can plan everything. There's always something that's going to raise its head. Like I said, whether it's a hospital stay or the car breaking down or whatever, or a wedding invite that we didn't expect, you know. So there's always something that's going to rear its head. But I think this does take discipline. It does take effort. It's not going to happen overnight. I would say there are so many budget planners online, and if you go into the likes of bonkers.ie, which will compare and contrast everything from current accounts to savings accounts to your ESB to fuel, all that kind of stuff. And CCPC is a great source of information as well in relation to budget planning and all those type of things, you know. And it is, that would be my first port of call, is maybe do an online budget plan and see how you get on. Do it for this month, maybe re-examine it again next month. But there is an awful lot of help online. If you are in dire straits, if you are falling behind on loans and mortgages and that kind of stuff, you need to talk to someone. You need to talk to an expert like in MABS, who provide a great service for those people that do find themselves in difficulty. And they will, you know, they will kind of take you under their wing. They will probably write to the various institutions and look for maybe payment breaks and that kind of stuff. So don't bury your head in the sand, is what I would say. Talk to someone if you're in dire need. If you're not in dire need, but you'd like a little bit of help along the way, you know, download one of the online budget planners that you'll get online and start from there and look at your income and outgoings. And then, like I said, divide your necessary versus your discretionary spending and see what you can save money on.
What else do people need to know?
Yeah, I suppose, in general, I suppose we've covered most things there. Really, when it comes to the cutting down the spending part, the discretionary thing is pretty easy. In other words, you know, we know what we're spending on the cups of coffee and that kind of thing, or going out for a meal or the takeaway on a Saturday night or whatever it may be. I suppose sometimes the insurance side of things, the life insurance side of things, even pension plans, that kind of thing, you probably need to get advice on that, because, you know, when you go, we'll say, looking at car insurance and house insurance, I've always said you're better off taking advice, because you don't know, you want to make sure that you're comparing like with like. So you could have gold-plated car insurance at the moment and you might think you're getting it a lot cheaper somewhere else, but you might be getting the same product. So what I would say for those more complicated things, get advice, in particular around mortgage switching and that kind of thing. You know, we provide a mortgage service in our office where we would look at various rates on the market and that kind of thing. And often it's staying with your own bank, and instead of paying the variable rate, it's switching to a fixed rate, saving yourself a few quid, and maybe hopefully paying down the mortgage over a shorter term, which is where the real savings are in the long term.
Do you get a lot of people, Tommy, who, rather than, you know, putting in the homework and trying to sort out their household finances, that they come into you and get you to do it for them?
Yeah, well, they try, but we don't really provide that service. Yeah. Realistically, like, we'll have a look at it, but we don't go into the nitty gritty as to how much you're spending on toilet paper every month or dog food or whatever it may be. That's really up to themselves. Well,
you can't help but the price of milk, as we know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So really, their starting point, if they do come to us, is we ask them to actually do the budget and come back to us. And we will look at things like their life insurance, their mortgage, their car insurance, house insurance, that kind of thing. And we will look to see if we can get a better deal and save them money that way.